Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Weissoon. If you enjoy real-world hunting and fishing talk, you're really going to enjoy listening to my good friend, Luke Clayton, and his guest for the next hour.
This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers. Luke is on the pro staff of Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Smoking techs, electric smokers, feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guests for this week's show.
Well, thank you, my friends, and it is campfire talk time. It's also hunting season. Mr. Larry Weissoon, my good friend, is with us. We're going to talk about some early season strategy for getting that buck on the ground. Larry, thank you so much for being with us, buddy.
Mr. Luke, always a pleasure. And of course, we need to thank Dallas Safari Club, DSC, Conservation Education, Hunter Advocacy, Hornady, Accurate, Deadly, Dependable. And we really depend on them because we're going to put them some good use for too very long. Yep. Vineyard Max.
Yep.
Vineyard Max is one of the best deer baits I've ever run into anywhere. And of course, they're in Texas. Stealth Vision makes some absolutely fabulous optics. Mossberg, in the past have used Mossberg quite a bit. Taurus, I love their Raging Hunter handguns. And, I'll tell you what, you're right. Hunting seasons are here. The bow season's been open for a while. Of course, the MLD season here in Texas has been as well, too. But most of the regular deer seasons across the country won't really open for another few days. I'm talking about gun seasons kind of thing. Yeah. It's a last-minute thing to kind of get ready for. But at the same time, there's a lot of things you can do to get ready. Of course, having Vineyard Max out is going to kind of locate those deer and kind of pretty much keep them in the same area. And of course, with the rut not that terribly far away, it's really a good idea if you got a bunch of does around you. So if nothing else, that Vineyard Mac may pull those does in, and that, of course, will pull in a buck as well, too.
Yeah, that's true, Larry. Baiting, you bet. Something that I've watched especially from bow hunting for a lot of years in October, and, of course, now we can hunt many of the managed land ranches where you have permits. You can hunt in October with a muzzleloader, a centerfire, whatever, the permitted ranches. But I have spent a lot of time in the woods during October, and acorns, oak trees, when those acorns start dropping, it's a game changer. I've seen it happen. I know you have, Larry, through the years. If you can find, baiting is good, and I do a lot of it with the Vineyard Max and corn, and we all do. But when those white oaks, if you have any, or red oaks for that matter, if you don't have white oaks, when those acorns start knocking, falling out of the trees there, those deer, the patterns sometimes change in October. And if you can find a good an oak tree, Larry, and I do this, I've just learned it years ago, and look for the caps,
Yes.
Look at the caps on the acorns. Deer will kind of chew them up. But there'll be little bits of acorn caps, but squirrels, a lot of times they'll just pull the acorn out of there and you'll have a whole cap under there, little things like that. But I think acorns are something right now for the next few weeks that people need to, oak trees they need to look at,
I tell you what, you're really right, Luke. I've seen deer just almost vacate an area because on a particular property where you didn't have any oak trees, like maybe in a certain area, and up on the top of the kind of ridges or the higher country, you're covered up with white oak acorns. And of course, the white oak acorns are generally considered a little sweeter. And all that means is that they have less tannic acid as compared to the red oak. So, but if you don't have white oak acorns, oh my gosh, any kind of acorn is going to make the difference in the world. Something that I do in some of these places that I hunt, usually in February, and I'll remind people of it now, but usually in February, I'll go just to the edge of the drip line, which is the outermost ends of those limbs, and I'll dig a little trench, and I'll go buy some triple 13 and fertilizer, and then I'll just drizzle a little bit of triple 13 around that on that drip line, cover it back up again. And guess what? For whatever reason, that deer has got the innate ability to find those most nutritious, maybe a little bit more palatable acorns, and they will go to that tree like it is a baited area. So, you know, if you're hunting in an area and you're looking at next year particularly, and you're having a hard time this year because of all the acorns, something you might consider doing, because those, they will really gravitate to those places where you've been dealing with fertilizing.
You know, Larry, that brings to mind, I've mentioned this to you around the real campfire several times. I know you remember me talking about it, but my friend Mark Billette down in Groveton, down near Crockett, mm-hmm. down in that part of the world.
Oh, yes.
They have a 2,500-acre ranch down there, and I've hunted with Mark for close to 30 years now. A lot, and there's an old shed, and it's an old implement shed out there, and it's located about no more than 75 yards across the fence, some heavy bedding cover. It's been there for a long time. That old shed was probably built back in the 50s, but I've taken several deer with a bow setting in that shed, and it's, I guarantee you right now, the pattern is exactly the same, unless a hurricane has blown that shed away. I'll need to talk to Mark about that. But you set in there, and it's under a bunch of oaks, not white oaks, they're red oaks, some species of red oak. But when throughout the end of October, like right now, those acorns will be hitting a metal roof. Damn, 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 damn. You're sitting in there, sound like you're inside of a drum. But and it's an afternoon, an evening hunt. But just about 30 minutes before dark, those deer, they don't trot, they don't walk out, but you'll see them stage out there on that heavy brush. They jump the fence. I've had as many as, I don't know, 8 or 10 deer all around me. And you're just in this building, but acorns. And Mark has told me years ago that when they're fertilizing the hay field, there's a hay field around there, and
yes.
then that heavy cover is probably 75 yards across the fence. And he says, yeah, we just it gets around the edge of these trees, which is the drip line, and the deer just go for it. I guess, like you say, I guess that's the sweeter, makes them a little sweeter with that fertilized acorns.
I guess that's really what it is. And if somebody's interested, you know, the way you tell the difference between a white oak and a red oak is the tips of those leaves. And I'm talking about the lobes on a, mm-hmm. A white oak, are they're rounded.
Yeah.
With a red oak, they're pointed kind of thing. So, but, you know, acorns, regardless of what they are, they're so very important this time of the year. You know, the thing about it is, we learned some time ago, too, is that energy is so much important, is almost as important as what protein is, and maybe in some instances equally or more important. And if you got acorns on your property, and there's a lot of Texas and a lot of areas that I've found where you don't have acorns,
I know,
but that sure can make the difference as far as the health of a deer herd, or if you have a bad acorn year. I've talked to several people this year, and it's kind of spotty, because I've talked to some areas that have good oak trees, and they said, man, we've got very few acorns. And then I've talked to some others that said, man, we're just saturated with acorns this year. And according to a lot of those folks, those acorns have started falling a little bit earlier this year as well, too.
You bet. Around the house here, acorns start falling in mid-September. A lot of post oak I have probably on a little few acres that I have. I don't tell them how many post oak trees are out there, but they start falling. Now there's a lot of acorns on, and these trees are loaded. I don't have access to this little piece of land that I used to hunt the gate is no more than a quarter of a mile. It's a crow flies from my house. But, for years I hunted some white oaks back in the woods, and I tell you what, Larry, if we were sitting on under those trees right now, the deer are on them. They would just pull deer in every year. But no, we have a heavy Kaufman County, and friends are listening all over. But Kaufman County's about 45 minutes east of Dallas, southeast of Dallas. These trees out here are loaded this year. I've been over in this immediate area, and our trees, our post oak, are just loaded. And what happens here, we live in an area, 5 10-acre tracks, that type of deal. And but we're at the end of a road, so the deer, for the deer to live, have to come through several tracks. We seldom ever see a deer here, but hogs, the hogs don't need to be here right now. There's plenty of acorns in the woods. But about late December, January, they come all the way up to us. And I live in one of the best hog hunting 4 acres that you can find. You know that, Larry. Larry, it is. It's hunting season. I appreciate you taking time. I know how busy you are this time of year. But to be with us and share some, you know, some of these things people know, but it doesn't hurt to remind them, and might be news to some people. The rubs that we're finding now, I don't put a lot of, this is just me, I don't put a lot of emphasis on those, other than the fact that there was a buck there rubbing velvet, you know. But pretty soon those rubs are going to get serious, aren't they? They're going to, as the rut comes in.
You're really right. They'll continue rubbing. And it's not unusual for several bucks to rub on the same tree. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's almost like a dog marking territory on a tire with another one coming by. But you can learn so much about the rub. If you look at that rub and you look a little bit farther away, you'll notice that that rub is pretty much always on the same side of the tree that you're looking at it. Mm-hmm. That tells you what path the way that deer takes. He's coming in, you know, if you're looking at and there's a rub in front of you, you can see very obviously. A little bit farther on, there's another one. That tells you that that deer is walking that rub line just like you are. So that gives you an indication. And if you look at, you know, depending on the rub, a lot of times bigger bucks rub bigger trees. Not always, but a lot of times they do. But you can also get an idea if you look at the surface of the rubs as to if they really look like somebody took a wood rasp and they're just very, you know, shredded all over the place and deeply gouged. Tells you that deer probably has got a bunch of little extra points down around his base, around his brow tine. Now, if it's very, very slick, it tells you that that deer probably is, you know, just basically out of main beam, a brow tine, and then more main beam. But there's much you can learn about those rubs. And right now is a good time to really start thinking seriously, depending on where you are, because there are certain areas in the country where the rut is about to kick off. Mm-hmm. In some areas, it's already over with. We've got an area in Texas where you live, this part of October, the breeding season is pretty much past. But for the most part, it's knocking on the door right now.
That's it, Larry. Well, it's time for you to do what Mr. Whitetail does, and that's probably get all your stuff located for the next hunt. I look forward to joining you in a couple weeks up here at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge for a deer hunt. I'm looking really forward to that. So you'll be back next week. We'll talk some more hunting. How about it?
Absolutely, and I'm really looking forward to it, Luke.
Well, friends, Mr. Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about the finest hunting optics that we have ever found.
Luke, these are called Stealth Vision. They come from Crockett, Texas. Dr. John McCall developed them. They're 34-millimeter tubes as opposed to the narrower tubes, so more light transmission. They have a little green light that comes on. That scope is leveled because that's when you want to pull the trigger. They have an optional lighted reticle as well, too, and a whole lot of other products. And folks can learn more about them by going to stealthvision.com.
Folks, I want to introduce you to Vineyard Max. Now, this is an awesome deer attractant, a food attractant that's made with hammer-milled grape skin, dried hammer-milled grape skins. It has a mixture of rice bran and also corn chops. Very effective. Deer can smell the scent of grapes from a long way, and it brings them in. I've used it in West Texas out with Larry Wysoon, and we were out there where deer are not even exposed to grapes, and they came right in. Also, Vineyard Max has a very good line of game and fish feeders. Check them out online, vineyardmax.net. Friends, I want to tell you about an awesome camping destination, Wind Point Park on Lake Tewakety. It's over on the far east side, kind of the northeast side of the lake. It's a pristine park. You can go there and view, I think they estimated a couple of hundred deer on that couple of hundred acres there. Cabins, beautiful RV park, fishing piers, docks. It's got everything you'd want in an outdoor destination. Check them out online at windpointpark.com. TX.com.